Mr. J. What's going on, guys? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
And I'm Justin at Dose of Stir.
And this is, we got a special guest, ladies and gentlemen, special guest here, aka Justin's friend, aka a huge DC fan. How much of a DC fan are you?
Pretty big one.
Right? All right, let's get right to it. This is David Valdez, man. What's going on, man?
Oh, it's going pretty good. You know, had a fun night. Saw a great movie, I feel.
Okay, all right, man. So let's get right into it, guys. We're going to be mentioning spoilers right now. So spoilers, we're going to be mentioning small little details of spoilers. So if you haven't already, be sure to check out our other videos, guys. Like, share, subscribe. Ali Wong, real quick. I know that was a big thing on us. I feel like she didn't need to be in the movie.
So what kind of made me like...
I don't think she needed to be in it.
What made me kind of like mad about it is I hate when they...
major stars.
Yeah, they add major stars.
To
and then like
beef it up.
On the actual like the the promo poster, yes. They have her on there.
It's on there. It's on the right.
Yeah. And you're like, why are you there? Like, you did nothing for the movie.
Yeah,
I completely agree with you there, and that's a great marketing move for Warner Brothers. She probably got paid probably like what $3 million just to be in there.
Like, honestly, like she's not the best. Like, she's not the number one, but she's definitely like top five female comedians that are out there right now.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So. Yeah. I mean,
she's coming to Majestic, you know that, right? This year?
It's a good marketing move, honestly. Like, but it's just like you could have honestly put anybody else.
Yeah,
like, wasted talent, honestly.
Yeah,
I agree with you there. It's funny because I was all like, "Oh, that's Ali Wong." I didn't really look at the cast in this one. I really didn't. I'll be honest. Usually I look at cast, but sometimes I like to surprise myself. And I was like, DC, I won't look at it. But of course, we know Margot Robbie's in it. So I was just like, oh, Ali Wong, what is she going to do? Let's see if she makes a joke. Nope, she didn't make any jokes. Was she serious? Yep. Was she in the movie for like 10 minutes or less? Yep.
Still fine, though. Still fine.
She didn't need to be in it. I mean, and it's funny, too, you mentioned that because I was about to mention that, too. I was like, she's on the poster.
Yeah.
Why are you putting her on the poster? She doesn't play a significant role in any of this.
Well, they even had her, too, with like the tigers and everything like that, too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
On the poster.
On the main thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like on the big screen.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they had her there with.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay.
Yeah. See, she's right there.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Or was it? Oh no, maybe I was just seeing things. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, she's right there. I'm like, bro, why are you there?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a good marketing move for Warner Brothers. I feel like they were just trying to make it a good marketing move because everyone knows who Ali Wong is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she got paid a lot of money just to do that. So I mean, let's be honest. All right, so going back into we're gonna mention spoilers, guys. So we're gonna mention it. Black Mask, Ewan McGregor, he gets blown up in the end of this movie.
Wow, just gonna throw the bomb
throw it out there.
Okay.
Wait, before that was, and that's point two because that was my main concern in this movie. That's what really got me cringing. That's what really got me upset. Was that how are you gonna destroy a villain? So a strong villain. And not even let him develop, not even have him put on his mask for like more than 10 minutes. Like, it just, or on camera for 10 minutes with his mask. I was all like, oh my God, DC, don't tell me you are ruining this character for everybody. Like, you do not realize how great this character is. Like, it's just, this ain't a penguin. He plays a significant role in the mafia and everything.
He runs the mafia. Yeah. He's the one of the biggest mob bosses in Gotham.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I think...
There's a tower.
I think the one thing that I was a little more upset with than him getting blown up was the fact that they pronounced his last name Sionis.
Oh, man.
It's Roman Sionis. As soon as they said that, I turned to him.
I know, you're like...
And I was like, she's joking, right? And I was like, okay, maybe she's trying to, like, emphasize it like Roman Sionis, like, making fun of him.
Yeah.
And then someone else, and then Roman Sionis, like...
Oh man, that's hilarious. Okay, we did not get anyone. He didn't even call himself. Ewan McGregor didn't even call himself Black Mask. I was upset about that.
No,
I mean, even to show into interpretation about that. So I was just like, okay, is something catastrophe gonna happen? I was waiting for that. I really didn't think he was gonna blown up. I really thought he was gonna burn in a car or something. Or I thought that crash scene that we saw at the end. I was like, oh crap. The girl got out, but the girl didn't even get out, which is funny. And she just left her there. That was kind of funny. It's funny. The people behind us are all like, she leave the girl in there. And I was, But it's funny too because people behind me, they're all like, "Are you okay?" Because I got upset whenever Black Mask, like, I guess they saw me react. I was just like, "Oh my god!" Like, I was just like, "Why are they doing this?" Like, dude. Anyways, so we actually see him put the mask on, and I was all like, "What?" Like, it comes off. When the camera goes on in this and towards the end of this movie. It comes right off. I forgot how it comes off. I think she takes it off.
She hits
right.
him and it
she
comes
hits
off.
It. Yeah, I'm just like, that's it. Like, if this thing, this object is supposed to be significant to you, I mean, come on. Don't. Yeah.
So David had a good point on that. Yeah. So
what's up?
Oh, being that, I was wondering how, like, we were talking about how they're going to go into showing Black Mask. You know, he didn't refer to himself.
Yeah.
I guess to touch on that, I feel like that could go both ways, like depending on what story you're looking at. You know, there are the ones where he's in a way ashamed that he looks like that. So, but people refer to him as Black Mask.
Yes, yeah.
But then there's the one where he does wear the mask and he calls himself that because that's his villain name.
Okay.
So being, I don't know, I felt like this movie, the way that they were showing it, could have gone either way.
Either way,
you know,
yeah.
It could have been... You know, like you're saying, he didn't refer to himself as Black Mask, but other people did.
But see, he was even getting those injections I saw in this for his face. Okay, so that's why I was all like, oh, he's subconscious, so he's going to play that character. So that's why I was all like, he's subconscious about his face. So then when it actually happens, I was all like, oh, he's not going to be around in public anymore because he's going to have minions or he's going to, you know, he's going to, So I was just like, oh, that's cool to see, but we didn't, you know, of course
we didn't see any of that. I would have really liked to have seen... You know, like him being in the car, having that mask on. Harley Quinn starts a fire.
Yeah.
Boom, that mask gets melted to his face. And then now he's forever known as the Black Mask.
Yeah.
So I think that should have been the way that they went. Unfortunately, they didn't.
Yeah. And mention that point because you're the one that I'll let you take the credit. You mentioned a point earlier right after the movie we got out and we were talking about the killing scene.
Oh, that there's a chance that it possibly wasn't Roman Sionis or Sionis. since he was a very paranoid person, you know, it could have been a decoy. He couldn't have went. I mean, I was even thinking too with those injections,
yes. You know,
maybe not necessary Botox. I mean, unless that was the decoy doing it
the whole time.
Look more like Roman.
Yes.
The old Saddam Hussein.
Yeah. And see, that's a good point because right before the end of the scene, I don't know if you remember, guys, towards the end of the movie, when one of his minions or whatever calls and says, oh, she's a rat, he even said, oh, I'm on my way, but we never physically see him. I mean, I guess it still like leaves that cliffhanger kind of.
Go on his way.
Yeah, like go on his way. We just see him there. And wait, you know what? You mentioned that. Do we see him put on the mask at his house?
No.
We don't, right?
Well, he puts it on, but doesn't mean that... I mean, we don't see him leave the building
or
anything like that.
So we're going more into critique about it.
He does... I think, that if I remember, he was looking in a mirror and he just, like, is... It doesn't show him putting it on. It shows the mask and him going into it.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it still could be possible.
Yeah, I mean it could. Yeah, like I said.
Does that ever happen in the comics?
What?
That he sends a decoy or anything like that.
Oh yeah,
many times.
And even one of the ones that I really remember was from the Arkham games in Batman Arkham Origins.
Oh yes, I forgot about that. Yeah,
when he sends a decoy into the office where the Joker is.
Yeah.
And Roman comes around from the back, and then they have their whole little fist fight. But the decoy gets killed.
That's good. Spoiler alert. I'm just kidding. Spoilers. I know.
I feel like with Roman, with Black Mask being in this movie, yes, they killed him off. I still think there's a whole lot they can still do with him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually gone.
I hope not. Yeah. What if they come out? What if Warner Brothers says after this weekend, next week they'll be like, oh no, he's really dead.
That's a terrible move.
I know, right? I mean,
just add it to the pot. Another move.
The real terrible move would be like, you know, somebody pulling him out, his body out of the water, and then they do the
and
whole.
Like all of a sudden, it's back together.
Oh god! Yeah.
Or like they do the whole Darth Vader thing, and they just like, you know, attach.
Oh, make it more machine, and turns into like an evil cyborg.
Jesus.
He's all shiny now.
That's the worst thing, but no,
I really hope you're right. I'll be honest. I really do hope, because I really, there's so much potential with this character.
I think, if they want to do more, then they should.
Like I said, they could do a whole lot with him. Another one that I was kind of upset with was his minion in the movie, Victor Zsasz. Mm-hmm. I didn't care for him being his minion, because Victor Zsasz is just, he's a serial killer.
Yeah.
In the book, he's a serial killer. Just kills women because he feels like he's like, setting them free, that he does... That's what he does. He cuts them into his body, you know.
I didn't like the way it looked too. Like whenever he showed her the scar, I was like, it doesn't even, like, there's no significant thing. It just seems like he's like, if you didn't like, it's, I don't want to say convince me, but like, if I wasn't knowledgeable in that, I wouldn't know that to be like, I'm Victor. You know, it didn't say like, it interpreted it, or it could have just been any serial killer. It didn't specify like, hey, I'm Victor, you know.
Yeah, that's why I said like,
that was my main concern too.
I didn't care for him being the minion. I mean, I'm more used to him just being on his own, doing whatever he wants. But that part you're talking about being where he shows her, like, I didn't care for that either. Because
I like the way it looks.
I didn't like the way it looked either. I guess the only time that I have felt Victor Zsasz to be that insane was when, going back to the Batman Arkham games, you know, he's all cut up. If you've played the games, you've seen it. You know, he's saving the one mark on his head for Batman.
Yeah.
Because if you really look at it, everything on his body is 1, 2, 3, 4 with the cross. It's 5. The one on his head is just 4. He doesn't have the one going across because that's the one he's saving for Batman. Yeah. If they were going to do something significant like that, I feel, again, as much as I love Harley Quinn, I feel like for Victor to waste that on her in this movie, I don't know, it could have gone a better way.
And he's obviously dead.
Yeah, which sucks.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah, like he had a lot to bring too. I mean, even as like in a solo Batman movie as a side villain, I feel like he could have still had a lot to offer.
Yeah. Same. I completely agree with you there. I feel like, man, it's funny too, because usually we have that problem with Marvel where like they don't develop their character, their villains enough. And I could say the same. I guess you could say like, a lot of people are going to criticize me on this, but Loki, I felt like even Avengers, he wasn't as strong of a villain as I wanted. It could have been just the words he was saying or the pronunciation of the words. Because if you get probably Joker, if we would have got Heath Ledger's Joker to say exactly what he said, it probably would have sounded a lot better. It's probably just the way he pronounced it. And when it goes down to it, it's the presence of the character, the presence of the person interprets the character. So, but going back into Ewan McGregor again, I really liked his like presence.
I'll agree with that too. Yeah. I liked that one. I was a little kind of scarce because from the trailers, you know, he looked, I don't want to say it as a bad thing, but like in a feminine way. Again, that's not saying it's bad. But
say it. Say it. I know you won't say it.
I didn't want him to be like gay. I don't know. I didn't, because like I said, going to what we were talking about earlier, Black Mask. He's a mob boss. He's one of the toughest guys in Gotham. I mean, you don't fuck with him. Like you don't. People are afraid of him.
Yes.
Like he's not someone to mess with. You don't get on the wrong side of him because then you're gonna end up with cinder block shoes at the bottom of a river. That's just what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But with Ewan in this movie, his Black Mask, his presence, and with the whole feel of the movie all the way around, I feel like it worked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because that's even to say, going on to Suicide Squad with Jared Leto, his presence, his feel fit the movie, even though it was completely different from what we've seen in past Jokers. So
now, we're not saying, we said Joker's a good character in that Suicide Squad. We're not saying Suicide Squad is a good movie. I mean, I didn't say that, but I completely agree with you there. I just, you know, I feel like the fans didn't give Jared Leto the chance. And one of us listened to the fans, and the fans didn't want him. I'll be honest, and then we got this Joaquin Phoenix Joker, which, you know, we all know, phenomenal, amazing. We go on and on about the Joker, but it just, people forgot about Jared Leto now that this one came out, obviously. And they want to forget, and that's the sad thing, where
it's unfortunate.
He didn't get the chance. I feel like he didn't get a chance to become the Joker. Could have been in this movie, and he didn't get the chance.
Just what you were saying, he didn't get the chance to become the Joker, I felt. Like, being with this movie and the way that they've been telling their stories, I feel like with Suicide Squad and this movie, they could have been told a lot better if they had introduced Batman movies beforehand. Yeah, like, even if it was just one.
Yes.
Joker, Harley, main villains.
Yes.
He becomes the Joker.
Yes.
You know, I would even like it if they just jumped years later. Oh, Harley Quinn's in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a couple. They're a team.
Yeah.
That could even, the end of that movie could even show how Harley was in prison.
And there's potential. There's so much potential to that, because even the Comic-Con footage several years ago when they released of whenever, even when Batman was just on top of the vehicle arresting him, like people insane. And it's funny too, the first footage we got of Jared Leto, everyone went insane. It was just so, it was so brilliant to the cartoon. It was so spot on to the cartoon. I mean, I'll be honest, it's just spot on. For both Mr. Every time she said Mr. J, though, I just get chills. I'm just like, dude, yeah, it's Mr. Dude. She had a good ring to it. I loved it, but she didn't say it as much as in this movie, of course. Now, I guess, you know, knowing that she's, you know, Mr. J's gone, do you think she'll ever, will ever get another Joker with Harley Quinn?
No, because being of like what she became in the comic books now.
Yeah.
She has
a strong role on her own.
Yeah, she's already strong enough on her own.
Yeah.
I don't feel like she needs that. Like,
but do you think we'll ever get it in the
Honestly, you know what I would have loved to see? What was that one comic series where she actually beat the living hell out of him? Like didn't she do that, right? Where she like actually broke up with him or whatever? Like she beat the living crap out of him.
Like
right?
The one where they fought, they had like
an actual
full, like in the New 52.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she slammed his face
against the
wall and his face stuck to the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Oh, I would have liked something like that instead of like him throwing her out.
That would have been pretty cool to see.
We didn't even get a breakup scene though. That's the thing.
That would have been cool to start the movie while she's telling that story. Like being the way that she knows how to fight, obviously they showed in this movie.
Yes.
It would have been cool to see him
fight.
Especially too, because it was
closure.
Yeah, it was said in Suicide Squad that, well, not said, but hinted, probably you could probably put it together that the Joker was a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was given by one of the Funko Pops and one of the outfits.
Yes,
it was
his
boxer outfit. So I mean, I don't know. The Joker could have been a boxer somewhere in Gotham. That's where he got his name.
Mm.
You know, obviously he knows how to fight if that's the case. To show that, him fighting Harley.
Yes.
Like that, I think that would have been pretty cool to see.
That would, I mean, I wanted closure. I really did. Even if it's like the first 10 minutes of her explaining, because she explains it in this movie, the first 10 minutes of this movie, she's just go narrating. And I'm just like, are we going to see Jared Leto? I mean, I already knew before, but I saw reports of saying no Jared Leto.
They just saw somebody with green hair.
Yeah.
They could have at least even showed him when she blew up Ace Chemicals.
Yeah.
When she was having the flashbacks of him throwing her falling. They didn't even show like him looking at her. They showed, I guess, the back of his head when he picked her up.
Yeah.
They did a Shazam what they did to Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
the cameo, man. Yeah, I just cut his face off. Oh, yeah. It's not really. Even people were talking about it. I thought it was Henry Cavill, but come to find out, it actually wasn't. Henry Cavill admitted saying it wasn't him, which is kind of funny. I'm just like, oh my God, they just got a random somebody. Oh yeah, you built? Okay, come here. We just need you to pay you for just to be in a Superman suit.
And that's how it goes.
Basically. So sad. Anything else you guys want to mention?
I think one other thing that I would have, I enjoyed it in the movie. I think it would have been better if they did the comic book, you know, animated show, was that she only had one hyena. I wish she would have had both.
Both, yes, like, yes. I forgot about that. Like that's a good detail, yeah.
When I saw that in the trailer, there was the hyena, and then the Funko Pop came out, her and the hyena. They didn't put the name on it, so I was discussing with one of my other friends, do you think it's Bud? Do you think it's Lou from the anime series? Those were her hyenas, Bud and Lou, with the Joker. So I was like, which one is it? Like, you know, she only has one. And then come to find out in the trailer, because I don't think they actually said in the movie.
No, they didn't say in the trailer.
That his name was Bruce, and that she in the trailer she even says, "Yeah, I named it after some fancy millionaire."
Oh, playboy. So, and that's funny too, because that's what I was thinking in my head too. I was like, Bruce, really? Like Bruce Wayne? Like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
she just really named him after Bruce Wayne.
Now, I guess my next question, I guess, furthermore into the DC franchise. I know we're going a little carry away, but sorry about that. But so going furthermore into it, do you think this Harley Quinn's going to meet Robert Pattinson in some kind of mixture even though there's no timeline, it can't work. But, I mean, it just could be like, oh, Flashpoint goes, or Flash goes, oh, he goes so fast, he goes to another time.
No, you know what? I wouldn't even ask that, because they're still trying, everyone's still trying to figure out, is Joaquin Batman. Phoenix's Joker going to meet up with Robert Pattinson's Batman?
I can tell you that. I guess to just touch on that real quick, with Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, that movie was in what, the 80s?
There's no possibility. He's too old.
I think we discussed this too. The only way that I could see that working,
Flashpoint,
is everything Flashpoint. If they go to that one comic story where we're come to find out there's three Jokers.
Oh crap.
Yeah, there was a story. I don't remember a lot of it. I hadn't read fully into it. I know there's a part Batman and Green Lantern are somewhere. Batman asks this god who the Joker really is. And well, then in the comic book, you don't see the words, you don't hear it. Mm-hmm. Then Batman walks back to Hal, to Green Lantern.
Yeah. Okay.
And the last panel on it, if I remember, Green Lantern tells him, did I hear that correctly? Did I hear him tell you that there was three Jokers? And then it just ends. That's where it ends. That there was three different ones.
Hmm.
So it could be that,
I mean,
with Joaquin Phoenix, I mean, well, Joaquin Phoenix could start it.
Yeah.
And then one of the followers just grows up and to take on that persona to become the Joker.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like that's the only way that Joker could meet Robert Pattinson. I feel like if they did that, I wouldn't even be mad.
As long as we don't get a Batman Beyond Joker, I'm okay with that. I mean, just, okay.
There's a lot of possibilities. I mean,
yeah, there is. Todd Phillips said it. He said it though. The director, writer of this, you know, he said it straight up. Yeah, it's not.
It was a one shot.
One shot. One and done. That's it. We're done. I mean, Warner Bros. Is known to where, like, oh crap, this guy made a lot of money for us. Let's throw him a lot of money. Patty Jenkins said it herself too. Oh yeah, I was done with Warner, but then come to find out, money's coming. Oh, by the way, I'm doing part two. Oh, and by the way, we're working on part three already. By the way, just letting you know. Yeah. So I mean, come on. It depends how much of the passion you have for the project too, as well. Yeah. It's the same thing, but.
So then go into that more, man, I don't know, maybe they could do something stupid to where they
I would not want to see this Harley Quinn with Robert Pattinson. Okay. However, I would love to see Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn in Robert Pattinson, like with Robert Pattinson, if that makes any sense. I don't want this, I want there to be a completely different Harley Quinn.
Oh, okay.
So Matt Reeves version,
yeah, like, a reboot. I do want to see Robert Pattinson with Harley Quinn. I would still love it with Margot Robbie. I just don't want it to be the one she's already portrayed.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's gonna be. I don't think they're gonna do that, but that's a
tough situation. That's another foul ball. That's a tough situation. Hey, I can dream, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many possibilities here. DC would have figured it out. Like, oh my god, like we got a winner here, and just figure out how to mix.
I mean, they should.
Then the multiverse starts.
Yeah,
they just needed to plan everything out the way Marvel did. Marvel had their 10-year plan. DC obviously didn't do that. What are we gonna do next year? They looked at one guy. What do you want? Justice League. Here it is.
Another Batman.
They just don't have a Kevin Feige. I'll say it again. They just don't have a guy to lead. Yeah. Even Jeff John. I'm sorry, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. He's the one that was been. He's been in DC since Smallville, and it's just they give him the head seat. They did, and he didn't even want it. He wanted to do projects of his own. He's all like, "Oh crap!" Like they gave it to me. I'm happy to be part of it, but it's funny too. He takes advice from Kevin Feige. I mean, let's be honest. Kevin Feige and they all said it. So they like DC movies. Damon Stan Lee said, "Oh man, like he just went rest in peace, Stanley, when he was alive." And he even said like, "Oh, DC movies are great." You know, he went to go see them. And see, that's the thing. I just like, you're not DC or Marvel. It's a comic movie. Respect the genre. Yeah. You know, respect the genre. We're all comic book lovers, and we all love these properties. I wish there's some possible way for DC to fix this. I just can't see it without being a kind of like
what they need to do is, honestly, I feel like just clean slate start all over.
But how do you announce that? Like, right. Hey guys, Warner Brothers going to announce just, a press conference.
You just
bite
the bullet and you just do it.
Yeah, yeah, or you just admit,
accept defeat.
But then how do you fix Harley Quinn? How do you like?
Then see that's an unfortunate thing.
Loss.
Because
that's a huge loss.
Yeah.
Exactly. So one of the, I guess something I can relate it to, what I feel was a huge loss was Venom. And
Venom 2 comes out this year.
That's a whole nother can of worms, but I felt Tom Hardy as Venom or Eddie Brock was the best casting. I felt like that was, he looks like the character. I felt like he could have played the jerk very well. You're like in the movie that he was wrong. Very soft and
yeah, like I didn't like that.
When I saw that it was Tom Hardy,
are you
I was
sure
like,
though, because he said he even announced it at Comic-Con. Oh, we're respecting towards the comics. Remember that?
Yeah. And,
So
when I saw that, I was like, oh, he's gonna be the Eddie Brock we needed, not like Spider-Man 3. He's gonna be tough and he's gonna just be an. Like an a-hole, just
still soft.
Yeah, and yeah, it was just bigger guy let down. And then Venom himself was let down. Like,
yeah.
Why become an anti-hero on their first movie? Like, it just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah,
yeah.
So agreed. So that was that. I feel like that was a waste of money and a waste of talent. But
we get Venom 2 coming out this year.
Another waste. So being that if DC was to just completely restart everything again, just bite the bullet, accept defeat. And
yeah.
You know, it didn't work.
Don't forget, we got Black Adam coming out very soon. Black Adam with The Rock. Wait,
okay,
you,
so,
okay, wait,
okay,
wait.
So let me kind of elaborate real quick. Because, okay, Venom, Black Adam, kind of even Harley Quinn when I first saw it was announced. Joker. I don't care for solo villain movies. I just don't feel that they need to be a thing.
Okay. But... Oh, okay. Wait, you're right. Okay. No, I was going to say, but he's like, not making a cameo in Shazam, so there's no way for him to come.
That's why I was so against Venom when it got even announced. Like, yeah, I was excited, Tom Hardy, but I was like, how are you going to have Venom without Spider-Man? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, you didn't
exactly.
even introduce Ying, him
Yang,
first.
Ying, Yang, yeah.
You know, so yeah, like, okay, so with Harley Quinn.
It's like starting a Darth Vader movie.
Yeah. this movie, Harley Quinn, The Birds of Prey. Like I said, as much as I loved it, I love Harley Quinn. I loved her coming on the big screen. We didn't need this movie. She was not established in a Batman movie prior. I felt like with Suicide Squad, they just kind of threw these villains at us. Like comic book goers, I know who these villains are.
Yeah.
Regular movie goers probably don't know who these villains are. They don't know who Deadshot, Captain Boomerang, Killer Croc.
Nope. Same thing could happen with Guardians of the Galaxy. No one knew. I didn't even know Guardians of the Galaxy, and not even the Marvel experts that I knew too much of Guardians of the Galaxy because they didn't have enough comics, so it's totally different. But it was
one of those risks they took it. But I think the only reason that Guardians did so well versus Suicide Squad was because it's again heroes and villains.
Yeah.
We'll
find out. There's another reboot for that. So the Suicide Squad comes out next year with James Gunn. The director of Guardians and Margot Robbie's cast in there, of course. There's a huge casting, great casting, I might say myself, and I just can't wait to see that. So Suicide Squad. Hopefully, it's a lot better than the last one. But maybe Jared Leto will come back. You never know, even though he's not listed on the cast. All right, guys. Anything else you want to say, guys? About Birds of Prey? All right.
I think that's it.
All right. You give it an 8.5, right?
8.5.
I give it an 8. Justin, you gave it a...
Solid 6.
6. All right. All right, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Aikenlo, Ryan 680.
I'm Justin at Dose of Stir.
And I'm David at 11th Hokage on Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on the show, David.
Appreciate you having me.
Maybe we got to make this a regular thing, all right?
We'll see. Let us know what you want.
All right. By the way, David's official sponsor of Craftsman, by the way. Craftsman, where hardworking tools are made and hardworking men. Right,
Dave? Dude, they're going to charge you for
that. I know. Right? All right, guys. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for making us a part of it. Catch you later.
Yeah.